She used awful good judgment in her cooking. And that's to keep from being wasteful.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, and she knows just about. Now this boy that's there with us, if she's got a kind of vegetable dinner, he likes cornbread. Now today she had black-eyed peas and dry salt bacon in there, you know. Well, she cooked cornbread, and I noticed after we got through eating, now she wasn't at the table, she wasn't feeling good. And there'll be plenty of that bread for supper.
She makes this in a flat cake?
Yeah, but just pours it all out at one time, puts it in a skillet, and bakes it, puts some soap and bakes it all together.
Did she make anything else out
of it? A long time ago, she had what she called a bread pan. It was something like that wide and something like that long. And she filled that full of cornmeal dough. After it's made up, you see, it's cornmeal dough. She poured in that pan. Shake it, I've seen her shake a mini pan, level it all off, putting that up. Set the dough, maybe turn up the fire just a little bit. Now this was a long time ago, an instant. When that bread is done, she'd set it out on top of the stove and she'd take a knife and come right straight through there, right through the middle, and then quarter it up. Then take it out and put it on the plate, serve it that way. But now it comes up there in a round dough, okay. Cornbread, and you cut out what you want to.
Like a whole cake.
Yeah, just take cut out the size of one. Tom Jenny always beats me to it. He gets him one about like that. And I'll sit in there and cut me out one this way long. It's about half gone. We'll have all we want for supper.
Now, what's a whole cake?
Well, you can make it out of biscuit, flour, or dough either, cornmeal either. Call it. Now, flour is called a hoe cake, and it's a kind of the same style made out of it. It's generally cooked just like she cooked that cornbread for dinner, just in something round, you know. And a hoe cake is what she used to keep back for the kids to eat between meals. That's what she'd have left over that wouldn't go in her pan, in her biscuit pan. Then she'd put it in a skillet or something and just stick it in the stove and bake it, and she called it a hoe cake. Kids can eat this between meals. That's a long time ago.
What do you call bread that you get from the store?
Bread. We all call it light bread. What do you call it?
Light bread.
Different brands of it, of course.
When I was up in Michigan as a kid, I used to call that Botten bread.
Botten bread?
Yeah. Buy it at the store.
Yeah.
Did your wife ever make those things round with a hole in the middle? Put them in deep fat and fry them?
Called muffins.
Is that the round one with a hole right there?
Yeah, and it's sweet. She makes it sweet. It's a sweetened dough, you know. And then she cuts them little, she had a cutter, you know, she'd flatten it out here, and she'd cut it, and that thing, it'd cut out one, but it'd leave a hole there. Well, she just pick it up right handy, they're smooth and careful, and put it in the pan, bake it. Oh, that's good too. She used to do that more when we had the house for kids.
Yeah.
That suited them kids. Called muffins.
Did she ever make any of those that were sweet like that and put them in fat, fry them?
No, I don't remember them.
Donuts, or?
I don't believe she did. She can make a donut. She has made them, and they'd be sweet. Call them cookies. Homemade cookies, not bought ones. They're homemade. She made them. Made the dough, sweetened them to her taste.